on the Shvi'ez Parazayim Mishnah Beis Vod Klal Acharam. Chachamim said another klal with regard to Shvi'ez. We had a klal in the previous Mishnah that we said in the previous Mishnah. Any food that grows on Shvi'ez that is edible either to a person or to an animal, or that's used in the process of making dyes, would have kedusha Shvi'ez, and also the dinim beer would apply to it. Now we're going to say a different klal. Kol she'eino maichel adam or maichel behema or mimin hatsilver. Anything that grows on Shvi'ez that's not edible, neither to a person nor to an animal, nor is it used in the process of making dyes. Even so, it would have kedusha Shvi'ez if it has other usages besides being used for firewood. For example, if it's used in the process of making medicine, it would have kedusha Shvi'ez, but the dinim of beer would not apply to it, like we'll see in a minute. Umiskayim ba'aretz, or even things that aren't edible to a person or to an animal, but it stays in the ground. If you don't pick it, it will not rot away, so it's always available to the animals in the field. Such a thing, although it has kedusha Shvi'ez, but the dinim beer would not apply to it. Yeshlo Shvi'ez, ladam of Shvi'ez, ein lo beer. The aim of dumb of beer. Anything that fits into the cloud, this Mishnah, it would have kedusha Shvi'ez. And so too, the money you receive in exchange for selling it would also have kedusha Shvi'ez. But the dinim of beer would not apply to it. It would not have beer, nor would the money you receive in exchanging for any of these things also would not have the dinim of beer. Meaning to say that the dinim of beer, which means that when it's no longer available to the animals in the field, you would have to consume it by them, or to be mafkrit. None of the things that fit into this klal have to be gotten rid of. You can keep it around for as long as you want, as long as you treat it with kedusha Shvi'ez. You're not allowed to cause a loss to it, nor can you do business with it. As the pasuk says, lo achla. Anything that has kedusha Shvi'ez can be eaten, but you can't cause a loss to it, nor can you do business with it. Ezehu, what are some of the examples of things that stay around in the field that even if you don't pick them, they won't rot away and they'll always be available to the animals? So we just finished saying that something that is edible to a person or to an animal, or that is used in the process of making dust, but it's always available to the animal, that doesn't rot away in the field, such a thing would not have dine beer. You wouldn't have to get rid of it since it's always available to the animals in the field. And we want to know some example of food that don't rot if you leave it out without planting it. Now we also said that things that are not edible to a person or to an animal that's not used in the process of making dyes, if it has other purposes, it would have kedusha Shvi'ez, just it would not have the dinim of beer. Now, the Mishnah doesn't give examples of some of those things, since there are very, very many of types of things that are not edible but are used for certain purposes that it would have kedusha Shvi'ez. Instead, the Mishnah gives examples of things that are edible but do not rot out in the field if you don't pick them. Ezehu, what are some of the things that would not rot if you leave them out in the field? Iker halof hashota, the root of the wild loaf. The iker hadandana, and the root of the mint. Ba'ar kaben, ba'ar chalbetzin, ba'ar bukraya. These are different types of plants that if you keep them out in the field, they will not rot away. Umimin hatsoven, what are types of dyes that if you leave them out in the field, it will not rot away? Umimin hatsoven, hapua ba'ar richba. And the plants that are used in the process of making dye, the pua and the richba, even if you keep it out without picking it, it will not rot away. It will always be available to the animals in the field. All these things, yesh lahem shvi'ez, uledmei shvi'ez, ein lahem beer, velo ledmei beer. They would have kedusha Shvi'ez, and so would the money that you receive in return for selling them would also have kedusha Shvi'ez, but the dinim of beer would not apply neither to it nor to the money that you receive for selling it, as since it's always available to the animals in the field, the dinim of beer don't apply to it. You can keep it around as long as you want. You don't have to get rid of it by any point. Rabbi Meir, I made the man misfire him ad Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Meir is machma. He takes a stringent approach. He says these things that are always available to the animals in the field, even though the plants themselves you don't have to get rid of by any point, but the money you receive for selling it, you have to get rid of it by Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, by the end of the Shemitah year, if you have money that you receive in return for selling any of these things that I mentioned over here in this Mishnah, you would have to get rid of the money by Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year. By that time, you would have had to use the money to buy produce that you would have consumed by Rosh Hashanah by the end of the 7th year. Chachamim said to Rabbi Meir, Lahen ein beer, kavachomer l'dmeir. If you're saying that the plants themselves that grow on Shvi'ez, the dinim of beer, don't apply to them, if you don't sell them and you keep them around, you don't have to get rid of them by any point, but yet you're saying the money you receive in return for selling them, the dinim of beer, would apply to it, If the plant itself doesn't have Dine Beer, certainly the money you receive in return for selling the plant would not have Dine Beer. Now, how would Rabbi Meir respond to this question? The Mefarshim explain that according to Rabbi Meir, even though the plant itself does not have Dine Beer, the Chachamim were gozer that the money you receive in return for the plant would have Dine Beer. Because the plant itself, even if it doesn't have Dine Beer, a person would understand that since they never ride away in the fields, even though it has Kedusha Shviyah, but the Dine of a Beer don't apply to it. But when you receive money in return for the plant, so you don't have the plant right in front of you, a person can get confused. And if we say the money doesn't have Dine Beer, a person will think, well, if it doesn't have Dine Beer, then it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyah either. He won't realize that this money was received in return for selling a plant that is always accessible to the animals in the field. So therefore, the Rabbanim were gozer that the money you received in return for selling the plant would have Dine Beer, but the plant itself would not have Dine Beer. The peel of a pomegranate and the stem of the pomegranate. The shell of nuts and the pit that's inside fruit. They would have Kedusha Shviyah, and so too, if you sell them, the money you receive in return would have Kedusha Shviyah. Now, the reason why these things have Kedusha Shviyah, even though they're not edible, is because the peel and the stem of the rimon and the shell of nuts is used in the process of making dyes, and we had previously something that's used in the process of making dyes, even though it's not edible, would have Kedusha Shviyah. And that was the Mishnah said that pits also have Kedusha Shviyah. The Mishnah is only discussing pits that are somewhat edible, at least to animals. Or, for example, the pits of olives that can be pressed and a little bit of oil can be extracted from them. Such pits would have Kedusha Shviyah. But a pit which is not edible even to animals, or a pit that cannot be pressed even for a little bit of oil, would not have Kedusha Shviyah. Hatzava tzoveh la'atzmo v'lo yitzpeh b'tzchak. Somebody who dies for a living, if he had some dyes that have Kedusha Shviyah, he would be allowed to dye some of his own clothing, but he cannot dye for others in exchange for money. She'ein oisin tzchayra b'peirah shviyah, because it is forbidden to do business with peirah shviyah, so therefore somebody who dies for a living cannot dye for others if it's being paid for. Below b'bechoros, below b'trumos, below b'nevelos, below b'trebo, below b'shkoset, below b'ramasim. Not only can he do business with parish fees, but you also can't do business with a b'chora, b'chora b'behema. You can't keep it around to do business with it. Now the Mishnah is only talking about a b'chora that's alive. And the Rabbanim said that you can't do business with a b'chora that's still alive, because they were afraid that you would keep it around to do business with it, and eventually you might come to do something that's usur with the b'chor, and you're not allowed to do avoda with a b'chor. And we're afraid if you keep it around to do business with it, maybe it'll be over, and you'll end up doing avoda with it. You'll forget that it's a b'chor. But a b'chor that's already shechted, you would be allowed to sell them. And so too, you can't do business with nevelos, trefos, shkatzim, or a mazon. This chazal learns out from a pasuk that you can't do business with any of these things. But that's only if you're selling them to Goyim in order for the Goyim to eat it. That's when you would not be allowed to do business with it and sell to Goyim. But if you're selling it for purposes other than for food, then it would be mutter to do business with any of these things, as it's only up to sell them for food. You can't buy your Yerako Sado vegetable that were fixed on the field that have Kedusha Shviyah and then sell them out in the market. As we said, you can't do business with parish beer. But he can gather up some of the vegetables that grew in his field and have his son sell it for him. Because in such a case, if you're not selling it yourself, you're only having your son sell a little bit of it, it doesn't look like schara, and you wouldn't be allowed to sell it, even though it's parish beer. Somebody who bought some parish beer for his own use, but he had some left over that he ended up not needing, in such a case, he would be allowed to sell them. And that's not considered schora, as he didn't buy to do business with it. He bought it to use it for himself, but he had a little bit left over, and he would be allowed to sell whatever was remaining that he didn't need.